ask me, it's the Castle Laughin, starring the Coens and the Kellys, the Campbells and Vermicellis, the House of Usher, the Groves of Academe, and the two for the price of one, Paddy O'Byrne and Peter Lotus.
Thank you. Thank you, little dove of Napoli. Peter, I've got a present for you. It's a plastic songbook.
What am I going to do with a plastic songbook?
You sing in the shower, don't you? How was your trip to Cape Town?
Oh, very exhausting, Paddy. The plane took off at 5 o'clock, then took off again at 5.02, then it took off again at 5.04.
Why, what happened?
My braces were caught in the hangar.
I'm not surprised. You're so thin, you're a waste of skin. Why don't you act like a man?
Sorry, I don't do imitations.
Well, I do.
May we introduce the man's girl that women love, Miss Diane Wilson.
Chili con carnes. You know, that reminds me of my husband, who's like a fire. And I don't mean he's hot. I mean, if I don't watch him, he goes out.
And here's the man who has to look after his health, good old Leslie Richfield.
Thank you incredibly. Hooray for me. But I want to tell you, I've just been in hospital. I want to tell you also, they really looked after me. I had a nurse in the mornings, I had a nurse in the evenings, and in the afternoons, I rested.
But if you see a well-read chick around here, and it's not Diane Wilson, it's got to be Annabelle Linder.
Thanks, Spanner. You know, I've just been thinking. Heredity is a terrifying thing. Yes, if a guy isn't very careful, he can give it to his whole family.
Right, here's a man who caught it from somebody, the dreadful but highly popular Dave Reed.
Yes, Harry. I was at a party this afternoon, and my mummy said to me, David, she said, she calls me that, of course she knows me, if you eat any more cake, you're going to burst. So I said, okay, mumsy, pass the cake and stand out the way.
And at this point, the orchestra plays a six-part invention by Arthur Mozart.
To prevent a head cold going down to your chest, tie a knot in your neck.
Money isn't everything, you know. For one thing, it isn't plentiful.
Here! You know what a donut is? It's a fried halo.
Whenever you listen to the top 20, do you get the shudders thinking what the bottom 20 must be like?
I've just been reading a book called What Every Woman Wants.
Oh, yes? Did they spell my name correctly?
You know, my boyfriend is a hypochondriac. So I sent him a get sick card.
And mister, listen, why don't you answer the telephone?
The telephone isn't ringing.
So do you always have to wait for the last minute?
My name.
Why are you sprinkling that purple dust all over the floor?
It's to keep the dinosaurs away.
But dinosaurs have been extinct for millions of years.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. This stuff isn't very good.
Have you got a mummy and daddy? Yes. I've got three mummies by my first daddy and two daddies by my second mommy.
Girl with a cute little upturned nose, and every time she sneezes, she blows the hat off.
Yes, well, I take my wife everywhere, everywhere, but she always finds her way home.
I say, I crossed a mink with a gorilla, and I got a beautiful fur coat, yes, but the sleeves are too long.
You know, I don't mind backing a horse that doesn't win, but I hate it when the horse comes up to me halfway through the race and says, which way did they go?
You know, I'd hate to be a mother kangaroo on a rainy day when the kids have to play inside.
My wife is Irish, you know, and every year I give her something gold for Christmas. And you know, it always turns green in time for St. Patrick's Day.
You know, if you're rolling down a hill and you gain 4 feet per second, in 25 seconds you'll be a centipede.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry, terribly sorry, but it's out of the question. You can't marry an octopus.
Oh, that's great. Now I'm stuck with 8 engagement rings.
Oh, I love these Latin American dances. Do you, rumba?
Only when I eat radishes.
I'm making a new movie about dogs, and I can offer you a bit part. How'd you like to get bit?
All right, then. Gather round for poetry. A daring young hunter named Shepherd was eaten for lunch by a leopard. Said the leopard, "Egad, you'd be tastier, lad, if you'd only been salted and peppered."
And now to break the flow, Annabel Linda will sing under an assumed nose while her sister Diane Wilson basks in the shade.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. Either to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain and sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. Never such a letter, sassy. Never have to have a chap around now, sir.
I'm meant to keep my oogies on her.
Caring, sharing, every little rocky we are wearing. when a certain owl arrived from Paris. She wore the rock and asked gay gays, all kinds of weather we stick together the same in the rain and sun. Two different faces, but in the places we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many O's have tried to split us up, but don't you know?
Lord help the Mister who comes between me and my sister.
And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my own. Lord help the Mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my own.
That was Annabel Linder and Diane Wilson, the singers, not the song. And no wonder their voices come out so nicely. Look where they've been.
And next week, Patty will sing, I'm dancing with tears in my eyes, 'cause the girl in my arms is a boy.
Well, natural, I'm careful about money. I'm saving for a rainy century.
He also has a lot of talent, but he keeps it in his wife's name.
Here, darling.
Yeah?
One night when you were away, I heard a burglar.
That's so.
You should have seen me charging down the stairs. Three at a time.
Why, wow, where was the burglar? On the roof.
Oh, my darling, how can I ever leave you?
Well, you can either get the number 11 bus or taxi.
Poor old Charlie.
What?
He got 7 years.
Oh, shame. What was the charge?
No, there's no charge. Everything's free.
Oh. Oh, darling. Hold me closer. And perhaps just a tiny bit higher.
And remember, girls, if a man bothers you, stick a pin in him. The best means of defense is attack.
At this time, we bring you a bullet-sprayed story of Chicago's underworld, shot where it actually happened.
My name is Clancy. I'm from the Homicide Squad. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
You're welcome.
You ever heard of Pittsburgh Louie?
Yeah.
Friend of yours?
I wouldn't say that.
Louie's been murdered.
Don't surprise me.
Why do you say that?
Well, nobody ever expected him to die natural.
He ever come around here?
Yeah, sure, all the time.
Do you have any girlfriends?
If you called those broads he went with Goyle, sure.
You think one of them killed him?
Nah.
You have any idea who did kill him?
Sure.
Who?
Me.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
You didn't ask.
Scientists have stated that other galaxies and planets are traveling away from the Earth at a speed of thousands of miles a second. Do you think they know something?
Earthmen have landed on Mars, and I'm one of them. I think there's life here. I'm overlooking what appears to be an army training camp. Soldiers are being drilled. Yes, I can hear the drill sergeant's strange, unearthly voice.
At the same time, men from Mars have landed on Earth.
I am from the planet Mars.
Is that a fact? I'm from the Orange Free State.
Look above you. That is my spaceship.
Spaceship, eh? What are you advertising? Hey, mister, can you lend me 10 cents?
What is 10 cents?
That's a good question. Can you lend me 10 rand?
To put away your space guns and obey the negative command.
Don't shoot the listeners, they're doing their best.
Hey! Did you hear about the girl whose miniskirt caught fire? She put it out with her pantyhose.
It was so cold last night, I couldn't sleep. I just lay there and shivered.
And did your teeth chatter?
I don't know. We don't sleep together.
Here is a late news flash. A man was found in a Hillbrow apartment today with two bullets in his chest, a knife in his ribs, an axe in his head, and a rope around his neck. Police suspect foul play.
Substitute dentist. I'm filling in for somebody else.
What do you get when you plant a gun? A lot of little shoots?
I say, how many balls of string would it take to reach the moon?
One, but it's got to be a hang of a big one.
So you see, if you want to be a successful spy,
yeah,
you must be able to camouflage yourself and merge into the background, right, like Q7, for instance.
Q7? What's this about Q7? I don't see Q7.
Well, no, you're sitting on him.
Do you know how the elephant finds his mate? He finds her delightful.
Why is your dog running around in circles?
Oh, he's a watchdog. He's winding himself up.
Tell me, Major.
Yes?
Do you know the difference between up and down?
No.
Oh, well, you better not ride in lifts then.
Daddy? Daddy? Can you lend me 5 rand? I'm a little short.
Have you tried standing on your toes?
How's your husband, dear?
Well, sometimes he's better and sometimes he's worse. But the way he carries on when he's better, I think he's better when he's worse.
Oh, Paddy, the most frightful thing. I drove right into Clucky McKay tonight.
Well, didn't you have enough sense to drive round him?
Oh, yes, but I didn't have enough petrol.
Whose picture is that up there?
Oh, that's the founder of the family.
Oh, and what work did he do?
He founded the family.
Oh, what did he do during the day?
Yes, those are the jokes the cuckoos like, and so do we. But we need lots more of them, and we need them from you. Miss Linda, the address, please?
The Castle Laughing, P.O. Box 1166, Johannesburg.
Yes, send us your laughing poos for pleasure and profit. Your reward will be a highly illuminated Castle Laughing scroll to which your name will have been added by electric typewriter.
And even if we don't use your joke, you'll have made someone somewhere so happy.
Tonight, we test your musical memory by harking back to the days when everything was 8 to the bar, especially when it was my round. The George Hayden Washboard Beaters with Ralph Bilson on solo spinet in Pine Top's Boogie Woogie.
Hey.
George Hayden and his band are now appearing right smack in the middle of Zoo Lake.
And it's very wet in there.
So there I was, sipping my orange juice when this lovely bird walked in.
Yeah?
So I gave her the eye.
And what did she do?
She gave it back. She said you look funny with three eyes.
Oh. My boyfriend comes from Parland. He's a pal.
Ah, well, my boyfriend comes from Holland. Yes, he's a hoe.
Well, the other day, I was listening to two women discussing their operations. Hey, what an organ recital.
Really, Peter Kins, you call yourself a musician. I bet you don't know what an operetta is.
Yes, I do. It's a girl who answers the telephone.
There's something about you that reminds me of Italy.
Oh, my warm Latin temperament?
No, the cold spaghetti on your chin.
You know, my marriage would have broken up years ago if it weren't for the children. She doesn't want them and neither do I.
One last thing, Paddy. Do you know what a Geiger counter is?
No, what's a Geiger counter?
Well, it's a little metal box, right?
Yeah.
And it has a very complicated electronic mechanism inside, right?
Yeah.
And every time a man called Geiger comes into range, it goes bleep, bleep.
And then?
Then you count him.
Well, it sounds like a screwy invention to me, both the Geiger counter and Dave Reed.
Yes, Harry! You know that girl I was telling you about? The one who gave me the eye back? Well, she brought me to her place, and you should have seen it. Very elaborate and ornate, but what a polite girl she was. All night long, she kept calling her mother madam.
And are there any more at home like Annabelle, Linda?
Well, let me tell you about the university student who took me out to a dance. What a gentleman! What manners, what charm, what consideration. A whole week later, I had this charming, considerate letter from him. He wanted to know if I got home from the dance all right.
Yep, and 35 years ago, I'd have said she was talking about good old Leslie Richfield.
Well, for a start, I told you she's so ugly. She's so ugly, they didn't give her a facelift. They lowered the body. Then what did they do? They did a nose job. Yes, a nose job. They put it right between her eyes. Her mouth, you should see her mouth. It's so big, whenever she smiles, she gets lipstick on her ears. And I told you she's the only woman I know who can eat boerewors sideways. But listen, nobody's perfect. She's mine, and I love her.
And here's the craftiest mother of them all, Diane Wilson.
Yes. You know what I do? Every time Junior has to take cod liver oil, I give him 5 cents. Then we put the 5 cents in a box, and it soon mounts up, you know. When it gets to 50 cents, we open the box and we take out the money and we go and buy some more cod liver oil.
Last of all, George Hayden will play. Before we were married, she played the guitar, but now she just picks on me.
1, 2, you know what to do.
Just had the Castle Laughing, and you can have it again next week. South African Breweries ask you to take a note of the day and the time, Wednesday evening, 7:30, and don't say you weren't warned about the Castle Laughing!